Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, as salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika. Ya Nurullah, Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah. We commence our program in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Kareem, Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim uridwan. Thumma Alhamdulillah. Once again we thank Allah azza wa jalla and we praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am in studio, Alhamdulillah, with our respected guest and our honorable Mawlana Abdul Qadir Qadiri Mu'ini At-Tari Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya. And together we say welcome to all our esteemed viewers of Madini Channel. Yes, dear viewers of Madini Channel, our discussion is dedicated to three great personalities in Islam. Subhanallah. And I'm referring to none other than the three giants of Islam, and we say tribute to the scholars of Islam, none other than Hazrat Sayyiduna Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Hazrat Imam Abu Dawood Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, as well as Hazrat Imam Ibn Jarir Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. May Allah Kareem, for the sake of these personalities, accept our program, Amen. As well as fulfill all our lawful wishes, dear viewers. Yes, it is our first time that we are going to bless our program by discussing and speaking about these personalities, inshallah, azza wa jalla. And through this discussion, we will invoke the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is that possible? Because there is a narration that pious people who are accepted in the court of Allah azza wa jalla as such personalities, that speaking about them brings about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So, wherever we discuss or whenever or wherever the discussions of the pious peoples takes place, Allah azza wa jalla's rahmah and blessings descends upon that gathering, upon that majlis, upon those people. And subhanallah, the viewers of Madini Channel, as well as us, we will be blessed to speak about Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Imam Abu Dawood, whose books are so famous, dear viewers. We are going to speak about their blessed biography and about how they have spent their lives dedicated to Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam Ajiha in the times which are known to be the testing times, Mu'asab, difficult moments and times. Subhanallah, they had spread Islam. They had propagated the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the form of bayans, literature, speeches, and so many other ways, dear viewers. We are going to cover and discuss some aspects related to their lives, inshallah, just so that we could see how can that assist us in today's day and age, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. So stay locked with us until the end of the program. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala
ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Firstly, alhamdulillah, I should say that whenever you have a free chance and time, make the time to recite Durood-i Pak and you shall see the blessings of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Says in a hadith, the one who recites Durood on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. What more can a believer ask for, dear viewers, that we may attain the intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment and our sins may be forgiven. Having said that, dear viewers, of course, Abu Dawood rahmatullahi ta'ala ali is a great personality, subhanallah. And Mu'asab, his books are so mashhoor. In fact, Abu Dawood itself is so mashhoor. And it has, you know, become very famous, Mu'asab. There are famous books of hadith, Ya Sitta. From amongst them is Abu Dawood as well. The famous books of ahadith. And in fact, the name Abu Dawood, this book has actually taken after the author of this book, Imam Abu Dawood, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. But can Mu'asab shed some light with regards to his blessed biography in a nutshell, Mu'asab, with regards to his birth and with regards to some of his works?
Alhamdulillah, Mu'asab, he was born in 202 Hijri. And he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has served the knowledge of hadith, subhanAllah. He has spread the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to which he dedicated his entire life.
Allah.
And our viewers will be amazed to know that who was his teacher, mashallah. It is none other than Sayyidina Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal.
Subhanallah.
Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi is his teacher, who's the alhamdulillah originator of a madhab, fiqh madhab, mashallah. And him being a teacher, Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he also had those who he associated with. And he's such a great personality, mashallah, that even the giants in the field of hadith, they used to take a hadith from him.
Allahu Akbar.
And among those giants who narrated a hadith from Sayyidina Abu Dawud rahmatullahi ta'ala is Imam Tirmizi, subhanallah, and Imam Nasa'i. And at one occasion, even his ustad Ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala narrated one hadith from his student Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi ta'ala. So that can highlight the greatness of this great Imam, mashallah, and his yearning and passion for learning and acquiring the knowledge of hadith was such that beautiful waqia that when he used to wear clothes, his one sleeve used to be wide and the other sleeve used to be narrow.
Allah.
So nowadays, it would look very awkward for a person to wear clothes where the one sleeve is wide and one sleeve is narrow. It's mismatch. People asked him, why do you do this, you know? What is the reason that one sleeve of yours, we see it's wide and the other is narrow? MashaAllah. And the wisdom he gave behind this, it is amazing. And that can highlight his passion for learning and acquiring the knowledge of hadith. He says, the one sleeve that I keep wide, it is to keep my notes of my books, the important parts of my book, mashallah. So that serves as a storage.
Allahu Akbar.
And the other sleeve, I keep it narrow. I could have also kept it wide, but because of the fear of, you know, being indulged in waste and israf, I avoid doing that. Therefore, I kept it narrow because it didn't serve a purpose to keep it wide, mashallah. That was the thought process. Everything in their life had a meaning. I mean, Buzurganadin, whatever they did, it was never devoid of wisdom. You know, as it is a famous saying in Arabic, that fi'lul hakim la yakhlu anil hikmah, that the work of a wise person is not empty from wisdom.
Allah.
Subhanallah. So there is wisdom behind everything that they do. There is wisdom behind the compilation of his hadith as well, mashallah, Sunan Abi Dawud. And Masab, it is mentioned about this beautiful book of hadith that he had memorized and he had known in his compilation 500,000 ahadith.
Allahu Akbar.
Half a million ahadith he knew.
Allahu Akbar.
But of all those 500,000 ahadith, the compilation of Sunan Abi Dawud, he only included 4,800 ahadith. MashaAllah. So that also highlights how careful he was when he was compiling this, alhamdulillah, this Sunan Abu Dawud, this book, which is an inspiration for millions of scholars around the world, mashallah, and he has done the hard work.
Allah.
So out of 500,000 or 500,000 ahadith, he had only included 4,800 ahadith in his compilation of Sunan Abi Dawud.
How fortunate are those people who got to meet with such personalities, Mohsab.
Subhanallah.
And together with this, we also learn with regards to his astin and his sleeve. Mohsab said he would leave one big and one small, one for keeping some pages of his books, as you mentioned, Mohsab. Dear viewers, this also highlights his taqwa and piety, how God-fearing he is. Khufi Khuda, this itself is a blessing, and if only we could fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like we're rightfully supposed to fear Him. Dear viewers of Padri channel, attain taqwa and piety. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a key ingredient to having your ibadah and all of your worships being accepted in the barakah of Allah azza wa jalla. When there is fear and sincerity, dear viewers, actually fear of Allah azza wa jalla causes a person to be on the righteous path. And all these personalities had proven from their actions, from their amal, from their habits and manners that they feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at nikah muasa. Before nikah, the khutbah is read. Every verse that's read in the khutbah also depicts and shows that we should fear Allah azza wa jalla. Even married couple, they can start their lives when they listen to the khutbah. What khutbah they are listening to? Fear Allah azza wa jalla. Start on such a note, whereas you never live a moment in your life where you have no fear for Allah azza wa jalla. Never let that moment come. In fact, throughout your life, in whatever you do, keep in view the sacrifices of our pious predecessors.
Allah.
Keep in view the sacrifices to acquire ilm-e-deen, the sacrifices to teach ilm-e-deen, the sacrifices to practice that knowledge which Allah had bestowed upon them. Masa. Many of us may have the knowledge, Masa, but Masa. Many of us are free from practice.
Allah.
If only this we could bring to into our lifestyle. Masa, Masa was saying something so interesting. Alhamdulillah, this topic is really beautiful, Masa. Alhamdulillah, speaking about three great personalities in Islam, and though time is always of the essence, Masa. Labbaik, Masa.
Imam Abu Dawud, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, something came to mind that his a compilation of Sunan, because he is spreading the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that was his also life's mission.
Subhanallah.
And therefore he named it Sunan Abi Dawud.
Hi.
The Sunnahs that were compiled by Imam Abu Dawud, rahmatullahi ta'ala. And what is the Sunnah? It is the aqwal and the af'al of Rasulullah. It is the words and the actions of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in that regard, he received the glad tiding. MashaAllah. His book received that recognition, which I think hardly any book has received that recognition that Imam Abu Dawud's Sunan Abi Dawud, it received, mashallah. And it is narrated from Sayyidina Hasan ibn Muhammad, rahmatullahi ta'ala, a pious predecessor. He saw in his dream that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in his dream. And he says to him, "Man arada an yatamassaka bis sunan fal yaqra Sunan Abi Dawud," that whoever wants to hold on to the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he must read Sunan Abi Dawud.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. So if any person wants to get closer to the Sunnahs of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he wants to learn how to practice them, to learn them, or to fall in love with the Sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he should read Abu Dawud. He should study Abu Dawud. And Masab, how simple is his name? Such personalities never made their books become famous with, you know, fancy names, Masab. Koi kitab agar koi likhta bhi hai, then people often would try to keep such names that never anyone heard before. You know, some unusual name that was never heard before. But these personalities, look at Abu Dawud is his name, and his book is after his name, Masab. Sunan Abi Dawud. So this also highlights, Masab, that they never chased name and fame.
Definitely.
Their intention and their niyyah was to spread the message of Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their niyyah was to contribute and to propagate the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Islam. And this is what they strive for, this is what they worked for, and this is what's proven from their lifestyle. Masab, we also learn that Hazrat Imam Ibn Jarir, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, a great giant personality of Islam, and in his own way, Masab, he's also second to none with regards to his work, with regards to his literature. And he is very famous tafsir Ibn Jarir, which is also world famous, Masab, and ulamas and scholars give references from his tafsir Ibn Jarir. Can Masab shed some light on this great personality?
Alhamdulillah. So firstly, beginning with his name was Mubarak, name Muhammad.
Allah.
Subhanallah. And he is known as Ibn Jarir. And his kunyat is Abu Ja'far, mashallah. And he was also the scholar of 3rd century Hijri, mashallah. And being the early scholar of Islam. So this is where if people are doing research on Islamic subject matters, and if there is some confusion, they sought it from the earliest sources.
Allah.
You know? So the earlier work it is,
yes,
the more original it is, mashallah. So Imam Ibn Jarir Tabri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, apart from being such a great scholar, about whom many scholars of Islam have spoken highly about him, and his tafsir, mashallah, he is famous for his tafsir, he is famous for his tariq. He is famous as an imam of many branches of knowledge. SubhanAllah. So he is not only a scholar that has a deep-rooted knowledge of these things, but he is the imam of these ulums, mashallah, as well.
Who is a mujaddid, Mu'asab? Can Mu'asab shed some light?
Beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints upon this ummah at the turn of every century a person who revives their deen for them. Meaning whatever fitnas and mischief was crept into the deen,
right,
He removes all those impurities from the deen, mashallah, and brings Islam back in its original shape and form as it was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The same deen about which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ma'ana alayhi wa ashabi, that in deen on which I am and my sahaba are, subhanallah, that deen. So he brings about the originality of Islam. So in his time, the fitna, what makes him qualified for this title of being a mujaddid, that in his time the fitna of maligning the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this fitna was so great and it needed so much attention and rectification at the time. People were starting to question the authenticity and the credibility of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How could they even think of such a thing? But it happened. When it did happen, then Imam Ibn Jarir rahmatullahi ta'ala came as a lion of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah and safeguarded the beautiful deen of Islam and the teachings and the beliefs of Islam. That sahaba, as the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ashabi kan nujum fa bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum, as sahaba, like the guiding stars, if you follow any one of them you will be guided. So
Jabat,
he propagated that thought that all the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are upon our eyes and our heads, subhanallah, hamari saraakhon pe hai. So then he also penned a book about the excellence of shaykhain, because their credibility was under attack. People were questioning the khilafa of the three khulafa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he wrote that book, Kitabu Fada'ili Abi Bakr wa Umar, subhanallah. And he shut them up with this great response that he had written, for which there was no answer.
Allahu Akbar. So this, of course, this is such work, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that closed the mouths of those people that would slander, that would attack the hadith, that would attack the sunnahs, that would attack Islam directly or indirectly. As Mu'asab had mentioned, these are those personalities who stood upright and they protected and defended the credibility and the dignity and respect and the sacred teachings of Islam, dear viewers, and personalities as well. So this is Ibn Jarir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Only listening to a few aspects of his lucid life, Mu'asab, it makes me feel as if we want to hear more about Ibn Jarir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, about Abu Dawood rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And as I said in the very beginning, it is such that when we discuss the lives of such personalities, heart never receives enough, dear viewers. Why? Because it is very, very amazing to learn and to know that just few hundred years back, this is how they had led and lived their lives. This is the sacrifices they had also given. They were also humans like us, dear viewers of Madani Channel. They also had feelings and families and responsibilities, just as you and I have the same, dear viewers. But how they spent their lives and how they pleased and praised Allah Azza wa Jalla is just so unique, subhanallah, to see that these are the steps they have endured and undertaken in life, Mu'asab, to give us the tuhfa of Abu Dawood today. Huh? To give us Sunan Abi Dawood, Mu'asab, to receive this tuhfa and hard work is for all the efforts they have put in during their lifetime. However, coming back to our discussion of Ibn Jarir rahmatullahi ta'ala, it's getting a little more interesting, Mu'asab, for us to know furthermore about some linkages and some ta'alluqat and some sort of rub between personalities and such like that, right? So Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala also bringing to the ummah authentic ahadith. Imam Bukhari knew more ahadith as compared to the number of hadith that he has put in Bukhari Sharif.
Subhanallah.
What this shows? This shows the knowledge, the ilm, and how, what type of khabar, yani the news and the khabar that they want to give the ummah, Mu'asab, is 100% authentic. So, on the other hand, we get any khabar, like what's happening this day and age, Mu'asab, yes. Any news came without verifying, without getting it checked with others. We like to forward messages, we want to teach others, but without even making sure whether what I'm learning myself today is true, yes, or not true. But these personalities, knowing thousands of ahadith, hundreds of thousands of ahadith, Mu'asab. But when time comes to give, subhanallah, they are drowned in the ishq and love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not to bring any sort of confusion in the ummah, they bring those ahadith which will benefit us. Yet, Mu'asab, We leave all the authentic narrations and authentic sayings and teachings, and we are trying to get fabricated stuff in the market, and we are letting people believe in fabricated stuff which have no sense of view at times. However, let's learn from this life of our pious predecessors. In the Indo-Pak Mahasab, there are such great personalities as well. We are talking about Abu Dawood and Ibn Jarir from, you know, these are the scholars from the Arab countries, from Misr, so on and so forth. Now we come to Indo-Pak, and in Indo-Pak there are such scholars who also, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, have given a very well contribution, a very good contribution towards literature and towards works of the Deen of Islam, such as Imam Ahmad Riza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Together with that, Mohsab, another great personality by the name of Hazrat Sayyiduna Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Dehlavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allahu Akbar. Ulamas of Indo-Pak and throughout the world also accept his knowledge and his contribution towards the deen as well, and his sacrifices. Can Mohsab explain a little with regards to the connection between Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali as well as Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali as well as Shah Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who is from Mahrira Sharif?
Mohsab, Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he was such a noble personality in Islam, and he joins the ranks of these greats, mashallah. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, as Mohsab has spoken about his connection with Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat is indirectly the student of Sayyidina Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Dehlavi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh.
Allahu Akbar.
How is that the teacher of Ala Hazrat? Ala Hazrat had many teachers, alhamdulillah. His beloved father, Allama Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, and other teachers, mashallah, that he had. One such teacher that he had, who taught him and who not only taught him, who guided him, who was a spiritual guide as well, mashallah, is Sayyid Ali Rasul Marerwi rahmatullahi ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And Sayyidi Ala writes in his Shajara Sharif, Do jahan mein khadim Ali Rasul Allah kar Hazrat Ali Rasul Muqtada ke waste.
Wah, subhanallah.
So he makes dua, he supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila of his peer sahab, Sayyid Ali Rasul Marerwi rahmatullahi. And Sayyid Ali Rasul Marerwi, he had many teachers, but in the field of hadith, his teacher was none other than Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Dehlavi.
Allah, Allah.
So Ala Hazrat, he is Ala Hazrat's dada teacher, if you can say that, mashallah. So he is the teacher of the teacher of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, subhanallah. Such was his deep-rooted knowledge in the field of hadith, mashallah. Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Dehlavi rahmatullahi ta'ala. And he had contributed great deal to Islam. He has written books, mashallah, as we are speaking of the knowledge, his knowledge of hadith, whatever little that I could say, he not only is a great muhaddith, mashallah, he was also a great faqih and a great mufassir of the Holy Quran. He has written Tafsir-e-Azizi, mashallah, and he has written fatawas, his deep-rooted knowledge in fiqh, subhanallah, fatawa-azizi.
Subhanallah.
And he has also refuted the fitnas that erupted in his time, as Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, his student, did, mashallah, the fitna that were crept in his time, mashallah. And he has safeguarded the iman of millions of Muslims in the entire subcontinent of Indo-Pak. And he wrote this book, Tuhfa Isna Ashariya, to refute those allegations and those fitnas that were raised against the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It's just so amazing, Mohsab. It's really just amazing to learn. And it so happens, Mohsab, that sometimes in this day and age, we see the contribution of ulama-i kiram, and we see the contribution of Muslims trying to continue and follow the footsteps of our pious predecessors. And sometimes we pass and we come across such scholars of Islam who are working tirelessly day and night, Mohsab, to add value and to bring forth that work which has been forgotten by public, by people, which once upon a time, ulamas like Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Ibn Jarir and Abu Dawood and such great personalities worked very hard for during their time.
And Mohsab, you just mentioned that their works were so great. It was actually reference work, as Mohsab has mentioned, that others benefited from it. Speaking of Imam Ibn Jarir rahmatullahi ta'ala, his tafsir is such that if someone is accustomed of reading books, and especially the books of tafsir in the bibliography, you know, Maraje and so on, if you look at it, you will always find Tafsir Ibn Jarir as a number one reference.
Subhanallah.
So that is the mother reference of many books of Tafsir, because he is known as the leader in the field of Tafsir. And Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that it is the ijma of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that there has been no book of tafsir ever written like Tafsir Ibn Jarir.
Allah.
Such great words describing the knowledge of tafsir that he had, knowledge of Quran that Imam Ibn Jarir had. And why, how did he have such intense and in-depth knowledge of the Holy Quran? Because from the very young age, he started learning about the Holy Quran. So that shows his passion to serve the Holy Quran and to understand the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he wanted to teach his students the knowledge of tafsir, they asked, Ya Sayyidi, how heavy is it going to be? He said, it's going to be about 30,000 pages.
Allah.
He said, Ya Sayyidi, please make it light.
Allah.
So his knowledge was such. And then he made it, he confined it within 3,000 pages upon the request of his students, subhanallah. And that too is such a lengthy tafsir, 3,000 pages of Tafsir Ibn Jarir, mashallah, that he has left as his contribution towards Islam and towards the Quran.
Subhanallah. May Allah Kareem forgive us for the sake of these great personalities of Islam.
Ameen.
We have now come almost to the end of the program, and as I said in the very beginning, that today we have beautified our program by discussing the blessings of these three personalities. Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddisi Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Ibn Jarir Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and Abu Dawood Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. May Allah Kareem accept our program.
Ameen.
And our discussion about those personalities, and that we may get some enthusiasm from their blessed lives in order to rectify and reform ourselves as well. Mohsab, in closing sentiments, what will Mohsab say, mention about these personalities? I wish we could merge them together, mashallah, the teachings and the literature all together individually. Mohsab is oceans of knowledge, subhanallah, and put together, if only we could grasp onto some of the aqwal, some of the teachings, some of the kirdar and manners, so that our lives could also be beatified, Mohsab ji.
Mohsab, it is, as Mohsab has mentioned, if we could take away something, learn something from these a'imma, it is said about Sunan Abi Dawood, there are four such ahadith which should suffice for every Muslim.
Allah. Allah.
And those four ahadith are, mashallah, there are 4,800 ahadith. But of those, if we could learn only four hadith, these should be the ahadith that every Muslim should be learning, and they would suffice, inshallah, for them.
Inshallah.
According to Imam Abu Dawood, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he says the first hadith, innamal a'malu binniyat, that actions depend on intentions.
Intentions.
So always keep our intentions pure. So this is the first lesson. The second hadith is, what is lawful is clear and what is unlawful is clear.
Amazing.
So we should go for that which is halal and abstain from that which is haram. Then the third hadith is, min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. Then it is from the beauty of a person's Islam to abandon what does not concern him. Don't poke fingers into other people's business, you know. Keep your business to yourself, you know. Don't unnecessarily, you know, try to indulge in your neighbor's affairs and so on and so forth. So this also should help us to learn these madani pearls from Imam Ibn Abu Dawood rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And the fourth one is that a person cannot become a true believer until he likes for his fellow brother what he likes for himself. Meaning what we like for ourselves, this is what we should give others. Not that something that is rotting in the freezer, you know, and that has no value to us, that's the item we pick to give others as gifts or whatever, charity. We should give that which we like, inshallah. As Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdulaziz has often mentioned that he would like to give sugar because that was very much dear and near to him, mashallah. So he gave that which he liked himself.
Subhanallah. Mohsab, if only we could by heart those four ahadith that you have mentioned. And for the viewers of Madini Channel who heard these ahadith, remember them, practice them, teach them to others as well, and see how your life will take a turning point, Mohsab. All our problems will come to an end. Make dua through the wasila of these personalities. We have now completely come to the end. Keep reciting Durood-e Paak, fall in love with the Quran, the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and keep fearing Allah wherever you are, dear viewers. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.